October 17. Daily readings. 2 Chronicles 8. Ezekiel 43. John 9 and 10.1 ST reading. 2 Chronicles 8. Following the establishment of the temple and palace, King Solomon engaged on a tremendous building activity in Israel. It is a token of the labor that will be accomplished in the reign of Messiah throughout the land of the future. Then the law of domination was established. The marriage of Pharaoh's daughter was conducted in pomp and ceremony. Arrangements were made for temple worship. Solomon established, possibly for the first time, the full order of worship as required under the law. In the wilderness, much of the sacrificing was not carried out, the law specifying many things to be done when in the land. Meanwhile, a great degree of allowance was permitted in the days of probation. Circumcision was omitted. But once in the land, the walls of Joshua would have interfered with the establishment of full worship. The place had not then been defined, although some went up to the tabernacle. The anarchy of the times of the judges, similar to today, would suggest this was far from a general rule. The closing days of Eli and the ministry of Samuel saw the ark separated from the tabernacle, so that the Day of Atonement could not be kept. The days of Saul saw the ephod in the hands of a fugitive priest, so that the high priest was absent from the people. But now, in the times of Solomon, for the first time the place is defined, the ark united with the Most Holy, and the full order of worship commenced. So it will be in the millennial kingdom, G.E. Mansfield. Second reading, Ezekiel 43 verses 2 and 4. And I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. His voice was like the roar of rushing waters, and the land was radiant with his glory. The glory of the Lord entered the temple through the gate facing east. The glory of the Lord had departed the temple and the city by degrees, as seen much earlier by Ezekiel. The departure had signified that God's favor was being removed from his people and his nation, preparatory to the destruction brought by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. But now the same glory is seen returning, which must surely mean a reversal of previous fortunes, and a time when Israel returns to God's favor. In its later fulfillment, this points to the return of Christ, his second coming, when he comes back to Jerusalem, by way of the Mount of Olives, east of the city. Apparently the prophet Zechariah saw this. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem. And the angels who witness Christ's ascension, from the Mount of Olives. Acts 1:12 seem to allude to this also, when they tell the apostles, "This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." In the last days, there is too, the promise of special kings coming from the east, and back to the city of God. This may possibly refer to the glorified saints returning to the city of their birth, Caesar 87, as the embodiment of the immortalized body of Christ. And this will be the ultimate, and most glorious, fulfillment of this prophecy. Third reading, John 10 verse 7. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. A traveler in the Middle East tells this story. We reached a high ridge overlooking the village of Bethlehem. There we found a sheepfold and went right in to inspect. It was not long before the owner appeared, our veteran, like Moses, with a long beard. "This is your sheepfold?" my friend asked. "Aye. And is this where the sheep sleep?" pointing to a rough shelter thrown up against the rock in a corner. He nodded. "But you have no gate to the fold, how do you close them up at night?" The old man looked at us as if we ought to have known better. "I am the door," he said with emphasis, and, gathering his loose robe tight about his ankles, he was down in a moment, squatting in the doorway, back against one post, feet against the other, his knees drawn up and clasped by his weather-beaten old hands. Gently he bowed his head and closed his eyes, as many a time he had closed them to catch a few hours' sleep under the starlight. "I am the door," he repeated. "I keep watch here at night. If thieves or wild beasts attempt to enter, they have to tackle me first. I have never lost a lamb from the fold."